begin the grand daven says about becoming the kuvit gimel begin with basic and tezmat the gimel the shleim shechen the beitz b'chulu that he shouldn't take him out of the hands of the kuti rather with has to be with a geula now b'chulu etc. which then says yochel yigum love but first it says behind the ten now so we see that. You have to be right. You have to be justice with the non-Jew. Now, v'hanu tanoi and the tanoim that the parakam makabel, which in bab metzidah for kovi yudalim and beis, the sabri that they hold the gezer kanani muter, which we bring all this list of people that say that you can't steal from the kanani, as the gemara is coming to teach you. Having a gezer kanani is aser, which is this pasuk. This is the teaching that we're saying. So they who say it's permitted. They're going to use this pasuk, which the Gemara just brought now, of Achrinim Kegula Tiloi. They learned the drasha Achrit for some other drasha. Next, this matter begins the Gemara, which the next words of the Brayis are Yochel Yigum Loav, which what does that mean? So, Bishop Gordon Drasha explains Yochel Yenicha Kenani. You would think that you would let the non-Jew lichpo l'loisev to double and to add on al vasai onto the loan litvaya mashalay nelson to claim what was not given, meaning more. And that's when you need a pasuk. No, v'chishav kenei be medaktig. Don't let him take more. Says Tzitz v'tem l'ri to wonder to the Rida. My itzrach kra lahach. You need a pasuk for that. Dota yasid v'niach es hakenani hatzasatzma. What do you think he's going to let the non-Jew mislead him and charge him more? What do you need a pasuk for that? But now the Rida. No, dach b'rish. This is what it means. Yochel yigum lav means to say. You would think shiyat es hakenani that he could mislead the non-Jew. And they can give him less than what he gave him. That you have to be precise in your calculations. So it's the other way around. Now, says Taisus, but isn't Tois Kanani, if he makes a mistake, it's permitted? Yeah, but it's forbidden to mislead the non-Jew when he knows that you're stealing. And you make yourself like you don't know. That's forbidden. Next text master begins the Gemara. This is what I said. Eat the kuti ninu. If it's from a kuti, so near the re appears to the re, shekin ho yudaitai mitchila. That actually, although it seemed like he was just coming with an excuse, like, oh no, because a kuti they'll sell, a non Jew won't, a Jew won't sell, it wasn't just an excuse. That was his original intention. Like he answered to the kuti. But like your kuti saver, not like the kuti thought. That oh, because if it's a kutis, he'll take it without paying and count just a Jew. Because if that were the case, so he's saver, then that means he would have held the gazla kuti muta, that the steal from a kuti is permitted. Because the ain't ben gneva kizel, there's no difference between stealing and robbing. But the gneva ikachil Hashem, well, by stealing, there's a desecration of God's name, because the other will say when he's going to find out the end. And therefore, there's no difference. Now, this whole sugya, like I see, we don't bring Elahani the Asri Gazel Kanani. We only bring the opinions that hold that stealing from a non-Jew is forbidden. Like I see Tanoi the Mekabu, we don't bring the Tanoi of the Gemara Bamitzi over there that hold the Jared's permitted. So it must be that he also held that it's Asr. And that must have been what his intention was. Like he actually answered that, no, it's just that you'll sell it. Therefore, bring me the Tzakuti that I can pay him, but a Jew won't sell. Next, this must have begun with the Gemara, Hechmi Aishi. Basically explains what does that mean? But then, so really, the people who it was taken from should have brought to court as anyone that passes by and uses it, that they owe them. Rather, obviously, no, it's for this that they give up hope. Because based on halacha, they don't have to pay it to them. Why? Because this that the government collects the taxes is halacha, and therefore, that's why they don't have to. Pay, and the people that use it don't have to pay them. Now, but Kunjat Pirish, Rashi explains differently. He says, Hech mi Aishi, claim another, Miyabi Yish, is it Yish? But Yish Kedihu, but it's just Yish, and meaning Vulekani, and therefore it's not acquired, because the Inkan Shina Rishos, there's no change of domain, so it's still considered in the possession of the owner. Shayim Menochem Rishos Sarab, because it's in the public domain, so it's not changing to anyone's private domain. And there's no change of action to it. Hashtinami have a go with the diklamiker. It's still called like you know the boards of the palm tree. Kanamal elba goes to come like the Gemara said. That's how Rashi explains the Gemara's questions. Like Hechemiyashi, where exactly was there in the years? And so obviously it's din machuzedina. Whereas Taisa explains, he says, what do you mean? Where did they give up? I mean, they should have claimed it from them. Rather, obviously, no, they are miyash because. They have no claim on them because they're in Machuzedina.